With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Here's the inbound. Harper for a three. Missed it. Rebound. DeSumo. That's going to be the ball game. Illinois will survive. 99-94 over Rutgers.
Mullion Hall, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 to the score. We're delighted to welcome in Brad Underwood, the Illini basketball coach. A couple of really big wins to go ahead and beat Michigan State is pretty astounding. 79-74 last week, and then to come back and handle Rutgers, that is really a sort of confirmation of the first victory, if you will. Good morning, Brad. How are you?
Good morning, Coach.
I'm doing great. How about you guys?
Well, we're really enjoying the turnaround you guys are going through, especially with the young players that you have. What are your thoughts about the way this team has been growing since the start of the season?
Well, you just said it. We've grown, and we've never stopped. Our schedule was so challenging early that we really had kind of the wind knocked out of our sails a little bit. But yet it speaks to the character of this group. They keep working. We've got an unbelievable locker room. These guys are very, very close, and they work. And this feels a little bit like a year one. Because we have so many new faces and so many young guys, but we're able to establish our foundation, our basement, so to speak, and then we've just kept building, and the result of that is continued better play and young guys becoming confident, and when they get confident, now we can see their talents and their abilities, and that's what's happening.
Georgi Bashanishvili had a record game on Saturday. Ayo Dosunmu, as a guy who's been emerged as a freshman as your number, probably your best player overall, Coach. How is that the way college basketball just is? You have to accept that freshmen are going to lead the way, and is that the way it is in your locker room? And what comes with that? Is it going to be inconsistency that you just come to expect, given their explosiveness?
Well, I don't think it's the norm. I think there's a few programs. I think you look at Duke but for the most part, you look around the Big Ten, and you've got veterans leading them. And it starts at Michigan State. It starts at Michigan. It starts at Wisconsin. You've got a lot of veterans leading those teams. But our guys are high character guys. They're mature beyond their years. They're very, very intelligent in terms of basketball IQ and feel, and then they're not afraid to lead, and that's transcending into our locker room.
When you talk about establishing a hierarchy, understanding who the go-to players are, part of it is really solidifying that backcourt, right? Is that which has been more instrumental in the way this season has gone, getting the backcourt together or establishing the hierarchy of where to go with the ball?
Well, I think it's a little bit of both. I think the one thing that we knew we were going to have a good backcourt. Andres Felice, you put him in that mix, and as a junior college transfer, obviously Ayo and then Trent's a returning All Big Ten player, and we knew those guys were going to be good. Now it was putting the pieces together and defining roles, and then, the emergence of Georgi, how he fits with Kipper Nichols, how he fits with Theron Jordan, how he fits with Adonis De La Rosa, kind of establishing some roles and some identity is what has taken some time, just as it's taken some time for our backcourt to start to gel. And, late in the last few games, we've had all three of those guards in together.
Second year of your program at Illinois, Brad, when you look around and you see the, you know, the acceptance level from your players of what you're trying to sell, what you're trying to instill in them, how would you describe that? And how, what are you finding in terms of recruiting? Is Illinois basketball resonating again with the recruits and the ones that matter?
Well, I think the one thing, it's very gratifying to know that you've got young people who want to play for the name on the front of the jersey. They're always going to represent themselves. And yet it's guys who care. I think it's what makes Io and Georgie, and this, and not just them, it's transcending into our other guys. You know, they're not just thinking about themselves. You know, it's well documented. Io called me and invited me to lunch and then was mad when he couldn't buy. That's a young guy that's thinking about somebody other than himself. And he's done that with all of his teammates. I get text messages all the time from Georgie just asking me how my day's going. And when you get guys that mature, that they're not wrapped up in their own stuff, that's the culture that we want. We want to be concerned about our teammates and create that family atmosphere, and that will withstand the test of time. And that's what we've worked really hard at trying to accomplish.
Tell us a little bit more about Georgie. I mean, it's, you know, he's put this team on his back a couple times here, including the Rutgers game. How did you find him? What's the future hold? I mean, this is a really good player.
Yeah, he's a really good player that nobody knew about, and we went to see another young man and a junior in a game last year before the Big Ten tournament, and we'd been recruiting one of his teammates, and. I had not seen the other young man play, and 5 minutes into the game, I looked at one of my assistant coaches, and I said, "Who's that?" And he told me a little bit about his background, and I said, "We're offering him after the game." And it was his passing, his talk, his communication. You could see his character. You could see he cared about winning, and he was playing against a McDonald's All-American, and literally just wouldn't let the kid catch. I mean, dominated the game from a defensive standpoint and you know, had no idea at that point that he averaged 9 points a game in high school. And I asked him, I said, you know, why do you score so few points? And he said, because I can impact the team more with my passing. We have plenty of guys to score. And that was such a mature answer, and a guy that I knew was about team instead of himself. You know, from then on, we recruited him. He became a priority, and he's turned into not just a really good player, I mean, a fabulous player as a freshman.
Joined by Illinois coach Brad Underwood. And coach, it's almost like an Illini basketball tradition that the coach of Illinois basketball is sort of criticized in Chicago for not recruiting the city hard enough. I mean, Io comes from Morgan Park, and yet you've taken some hits this season about not having a big enough presence in the CPS games or in the city in general. You've responded to those. I know that it's still a priority to you, but how would you describe, you know, your presence in Chicago in terms of recruiting and the priority that it holds on your recruiting list?
Yeah, it's a very high priority. There's no question. We were just all had our whole staff up there last weekend for games, and you know, there's some very, very talented young guys coming up, and you know, absolutely, we want to make sure that train rolls south and you know, we make Illinois a viable option for not just every kid in Chicago, but in this state. And you know, they've got to fit the pieces of our puzzle and what we're putting together. And if they do, we're going to recruit them and make them a priority. But yeah, we're up there as often as we can be up there.
And it doesn't get any easier for you. You go to Ohio State on Thursday, and a week from today, you're at Wisconsin. You know, road games never easy. Road games in the Big Ten are always difficult.
Well, it's the best conference in the country, and there's no doubt about that this year. You've got top to bottom, I think you've got every team in the top 100 RPI. You know, the KenPom is just loaded. I think that the top 16 seeds they unveiled, six of them are Big Ten teams. Right. So it speaks volumes to how good our conference is. But you know, when you travel in the Big Ten, you're going to play in front of a packed house. You're going to play in front of a raucous student section and crowd, and it gets very challenging and difficult. And yet, it's the next step for us is a road game in Ohio State, and a game we didn't play very well in, and we played in the United Center, and we're an improved basketball team as they are, and we're going to have to show up and put our hard hats on and go fight.
Big picture doesn't affect Illinois, but what did you think about the release by the NCAA selection committee of the early seeds on Saturday? Did it sort of take away some of the suspense that people will have for Selection Sunday, or do you like it?
Oh, I don't think it matters one bit. I think it's something for you guys to talk about. There's over 1,000 games left, and so much is going to change, and it can change game to game, day to day. There's nothing better than Selection Sunday, hearing your name called and finding out where you're at. And, you know, I think this league's going to have 9, 10, we'll see, maybe more, teams in it this year. And it's justified. This league is really good. And our non-conference schedule was beefed up, and moving to 20 league games has added, drama, and teams aren't going to be 500 and get in, and that's something that's coming with the expansion of the number of league games.
Coach, thanks a ton. Great catching up with you. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Coach. Good luck.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you having me on.
That's Brad Underwood, the Illinois basketball coach.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.